is a young nurse who just got her license. She grew up in a home where military service has been touted as necessary for the men in her family, and her brother was eager to join the Naval Academy to fight in Vietnam. Spurred by the words of Rye Walsh, Frankie decides to enlist in the Army and become a nurse. This book follows her journey in Vietnam and her return to normal life. In this episode, we will analyze the plot, explore characterization, and discuss the themes of the book. So join me as we unpack the women. Let's start with the plot. This book is told chronologically, but there are a few flashbacks that give us insight into Frankie's character. These flashbacks are mostly about her and her brother and help us to understand Frankie and her mental state. Now, it took me a while to determine the central conflict of this book, so I will walk you through my thought process here. There are three types of plot: man versus man versus world, and man versus self. So this book is definitely not a man versus world, and while Frankie struggles with other people, her biggest struggle is an internal struggle, or man versus self. I don't believe this is a conflict of identity, though. Frankie knows who she is, and she finds herself in nursing. Though she loses herself in this book, I'm not sure that's what the central conflict was. So the central conflict is supposed to be resolved in the climax. For me, the climax of this book is when Frankie attempts suicide and goes into a mental hospital for help. The rest of the book seems to be her resolving her issues and recovering from that instance. So what is resolved at the hospital? Frankie's undealt with trauma and PTSD. So I feel like the central conflict of this novel is Frankie's internal struggle of both losing and finding herself during the war. Now that we've discussed the main structure of the plot, I want to look at major scenes and characters that make and break Frankie. At the very beginning of the novel, Frankie is in her father's study, and she's talking to her brother's friend, Rye Walsh. Here is their interaction. "How come there are no pictures of women up here, except for wedding pictures?" Rye asked. "It's a hero's all, to honor the sacrifices our family has made in service of our country." He lit a cigarette. "Women can be heroes," Frankie laughed. "What's funny about that?" "Yeah," he said, looking down at her. She couldn't remember a man ever looking at her in such a way, so intensely. It makes her catch her breath. "I mean it, Frankie. It's 1966. The whole world is changing." This moment plants another idea of womanhood into Frankie's head. She's always seen women as future mothers, but never has she seen herself as a career woman. I love that this one moment can change her whole life. Also, we get to see this pull between Rye and Frankie that plays a large role later on in the novel. When Frankie enlists, she expects her father to be excited for her, but he's not. You can tell this news is disappointing to Frankie because she wants her parents to be proud of her. Both her mother and her father try to stop her from going, but she knows this is something she has to see through. Hannah does an excellent job at setting up Frankie's first day. In this scene, you meet all the important characters, Ethel, Barb, Jamie, and a few others. However, you get the sense of overwhelm and loneliness that comes with being in a place very far from home. Hannah manages to set the scene without overwhelming us with new information, and we also get insights into our main character and new characters. I thought this was beautifully done. One of my favorite moments is when Frankie and the game leave the base for the first time to go give locals everyday medical aid. We see Frankie come to life in this environment. While she's helping the other nurses, a young boy comes to find her and takes her hand and goes and leads her to his sister. The boy's sister has a serious infection in her arm, and Frankie grabs a doctor. She helps the doctor save the girl's life and gives the boy her necklace. In return, he gives her a rock. This rock is an important memento to her, and we'll see its further importance throughout the book. After a few months in the service, Jamie convinces Frankie to join his team. It's not easy, and it takes a while, but Frankie is able to get through it. The whole time, she is a mantra of, "Focus, McGrath." This mantra becomes part of her. I loved watching Frankie grow into a good nurse. The next notable plot point is when Frankie loses Jamie. Jamie was on a helicopter on his way to leave with his family when he is shot down. Frankie does all she can to save him, but he is stuck in the neuro unit. When they are moving him to a better unit to get better care, Frankie thinks she loses him for good. She writes him a note on a rock the boy gave her, and she puts it in his hand. From this point on, she just assumes that he is dead and grieves him. After a while, Frankie gets the feel of being a nurse, and she becomes the best. She gets a promotion and gets moved to one of the worst areas in Vietnam, right by all of the fighting. The trauma she faces in this area is very meaningful. On her first day, the whole hospital has to go into a blackout, and everyone is on the floor that is covered in blood. I don't know how someone goes through all of that and doesn't get trauma. Thankfully, Barb goes with Frankie to this new place, and Frankie finds her and Barb's roles reversing as they take care of each other before Barb leaves. While Frankie is in the war, a number of significant shifts happen. She goes from helpless to resilient, from naive young nurse to army vet. But one of the most significant changes that happens is when she goes from good girl to one who's not afraid to live life. Here are two quotes that note that change. Deep down, she was still the good Catholic girl she'd been in her youth. She believed in good and evil, right and wrong, the dream of America. Who would she be if she chose to look away from the wrongness of this war? Frankie might be a virgin, but she didn't want to be a good girl anymore. Life was too short to miss out on anything because of an older generation's rules. This change was important to me because it shows the true impact of war on Frankie's mental state. The other changes are to be expected with how much she's been through, but being willing to give up the values she held dear shows a significant change in the person she was to the person she became. Another scene that happens in camp happens after another brutal attack. Many villagers come into the camp for safety and medicine. Frankie comes across a woman holding her dying child, and Frankie holds the child as it passes away. This scene was devastating. It is a scene that haunts Frankie for probably the rest of her life. I know that war is awful, but the power of that scene, I don't have words. It makes you realize that there are people on both sides of any conflict. Now, as much as I'd like to skip talking about Rye Walsh, we unfortunately cannot glaze over that part of the story. Rye plays a vital part in Frankie's life, and no matter how devastating his impact was, he ultimately led to Frankie getting the help that she needs. Rye and Frankie start their relationship in Hawaii. Both are drawn to each other like magnets. Rye tells Frankie that he ended his engagement and they begin their relationship. He helps her deal with some of the most difficult parts of the war and gives her hope after Barb leaves, and also gives her hope for the future. We are about halfway through the book when Frankie goes home. She finds out that her life in the war wasn't really 5 years, but only two. She sees the home front and the hatred of the people for the war. This war was so unique in American history. It was politically fraught. Again, I think Hannah captures that perfectly with people's reactions to Frankie. They spit on her, yell at her, and even her parents are embarrassed by her. It must have been so difficult to live through this war. Hannah also does a great job of capturing what it must have been like to come back from war. At first, Frankie cannot find her place and feels belittled by becoming an entry-level nurse. She's also utterly depressed from learning that Rye has died in active duty. Between losing her job and the love of her life, Frankie cannot deal with her feelings. Instead, she fights with everyone, she drinks too much, and when she tries to get help at the VA, they turn her away, saying there weren't any women in Vietnam. This enraged me. She was clearly struggling, and no one in her life was helping her. Then she gets the news that Walsh has died, and she's depressed, but the girls save her. Then they save her again when her father kicks her out of the house. I loved how these women pick each other up and make each other whole again. The time that Frankie spends with her friends and watching them grow into young, confident women is such an important time. Ethel becomes a veterinarian, Barb becomes an activist, and Frankie becomes a surgery nurse. These women needed each other to become whole people again. I love the power of female friendship in this novel. Now, all of the Kristen Hanna books I have read have a significant mother-daughter relationship, and I was beginning to think that this book was the exception until Frankie's mother gets ill and Frankie goes home to take care of her. Frankie and her mother repair their relationship as Frankie nurses her mother back to health. Things also start to get better with her father, but I don't think that their relationship fully heals until later. During this time, Frankie meets back up with Danny Alvesado. Danny is an excellent man, and he's probably one of the few people who really understand what Frankie has gone through. He is patient with her and so kind. He tries to get Frankie to open up about her time in the war, but Frankie is not ready to talk about it yet. Then Frankie gets pregnant, and she and Danny agree to get married, though Frankie admits that she doesn't love him. Frankie's friends are in town for the wedding when Frankie loses the baby. This is such a painful moment for both her and Danny when Frankie chooses to end it, because she still has feelings for Rye Walsh. From here on out, things go downhill for Frankie. She becomes addicted to drugs and alcohol, she loses her job, and she rekindles her relationship with Rye Walsh. This downward spiral leads her to lose her job, almost kill a man on a bike, try to get help at the VA a second time, and get denied. Then she attempts suicide. Now, I already talked about the climax of the book, when Frankie gets help from Danny at their hospital, so now let's move to the resolution. In the resolution of the book, Barb helps Frankie to find new footing. Frankie sells her house. The two of them go on a road trip until Frankie finds a new property in Montana. Frankie buys this property and starts a home for women like her, who are dealing with the fallout of Vietnam. Frankie has plenty of time to deal with her drama, and although there are difficult moments for her, she has found her peace. Then, she and her gals are invited to the opening of the new Vietnam Memorial in D.C. Frankie goes to meet Barb and Ethel. And then her parents also came to surprise her. The three of them are mourning the death of their brother and son, and it's such a touching and important moment. Frankie is walking by herself, looking for the name she knows when she runs into Jamie. He is broken too, but both of them have healed, and we can only assume that they end up together. This is such a beautiful ending to the book. So, let's jump into looking at characters. Frankie was such a well-written character. Hannah did a great job of capturing what I'm sure many women felt at the time. Frankie was raised very traditionally, and by the end of the novel, she was a modern woman. This was an interesting time period for women who were questioning traditional roles and breaking free of what was considered to be the standard role for women. Frankie also deals with the trauma that many women face, not only those who go to war, but women living everyday lives. Watching her deal with this trauma and come out a better and stronger person was very powerful. Her resilience through this novel is inspirational, and she's a dynamic woman other women can aspire to be like. It is clear that Frankie is a dynamic character, and she's stunning and well-written. Barb was another excellently written character. I loved watching Frankie's relationship with Barb change from Barb being the only Black woman that Frankie has ever met to Barb being a pillar in Frankie's life. Barb being a Black woman also gave us another layer into the story. I will talk more about race later in this episode, but her story gave us insights into what was happening in Black America during this time. Barb is such a strong woman, and her advocacy for the veterans and the soldiers fighting in the war was very admirable. Barb was a dynamic character, and her journey throughout this book added a dynamic that we wouldn't have been able to get from any other character. Ethel was a static character. By the time we meet Ethel, she had already overcome many of her struggles, and she is there to love and support her friends. She was a great stock character and a great addition to the novel. Rye Walsh was a beautifully written character. I think it'd be difficult as a writer to write someone truly so loathsome as this man, and I think she did a great job of capturing his character. Rye is a rakish man who seduces and lies to Frankie. I cannot understand how people can cheat on their partners and lie to everyone. It must be exhausting and cause undue amounts of anxiety, but Walsh seems to do it with ease. This man is a dynamic character because he becomes worse instead of becoming better. Or maybe that makes him static. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below. Jamie the surgeon was a man who loved Frankie from the moment he saw her. He trained Frankie to become a great surgery nurse and gave her her mantra, "No fear, McGrath." The mantra takes her out of the war and into her daily life. Jamie was Frankie's first love, and for the most part, he was a good person. It is clear, yes, that he would have cheated on his wife for Frankie, but he respects her and doesn't try to pressure her. He helps many people in the war and almost gives his life for other soldiers. It would have been cool to see his journey and changes along with Frankie's, but that's not what this book was about. After all, it is called The Women. I hope that Jamie and Frankie had a little family or made each other happy in the end. Danny Avocado is one of my favorite characters in Kristen Hannah's novels. This man is so caring, kind, and understanding. I just love him. He helps Frankie to heal after losing Rye, and then through the work of his hospital he created, he helps Frankie to heal from her trauma and work through her difficult emotions. He must have been absolutely heartbroken to lose a child and his almost wife all in the same day, but that doesn't stop him from caring about Frankie. He was able to move on with his life, but still see her as a person who needed help. I do wish that he would have been able to help her earlier. He tried to get her to open up a few times about her emotions, once at her parents' house when he noticed she was not on the wall, and a few other times. But I love that he respects her enough to let her come to those feelings on her own time. Danny was another one of those static characters that brought so much depth to the story and helped us to understand what mental health in the 70s must have been like. I want to share this quote from him. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a bit controversial. They haven't added it to the APA manual yet, but we're seeing familiar symptoms in your fellow vets. What you're experiencing is a familiar response to trauma. I didn't see combat. Frankie, you were a surgical nurse in the Central Highlands. She nodded. And you think you didn't see combat? My right. He was a POW, tortured, kept in the dark for years. He's fine. Henry leaned forward. Trauma isn't a competitive sport, nor is it one size fits all. POWs are a particular group as well. They came home to a world different than you did. They were treated like the world. Now let's move to themes. There are so many different types of love in this book, but I'd like to discuss romantic love. Frankie has three different relationships in this book, so let's unpack them. Jamie is such a good man. He is a surgeon, and as much as he'd like to, he doesn't pressure Frankie into changing. They are there for each other, and they support each other like good partners do. I was happy to see that they found each other in the end, and that both of them were ready for each other. We know that Frankie wouldn't have been ready to find Jamie until she had done some work on herself, and so it was the perfect moment for them to reconnect. The second relationship she has is with Rye Walsh. Now we know that this relationship is not as pure as the first one. Frankie describes her love for Walsh as a burning desire or an insatiable hunger. She knows that this kind of love is not the kind of love she needs, but she wants it anyway. She even labels it as lust, and that's exactly what this relationship is. At first, this relationship feels admirable. She and Walsh take care of each other during the toughest times. However, once she finds out that Walsh is married to someone and has a daughter, all of that changes. Her need for him doesn't change, but the nature of their relationship does. Frankie believes that Walsh will give it all up for her, and that is her undoing. The best moment for Frankie is when she sees that Walsh has a new baby boy, and although it leads to her undoing, it's what she needed to wake her out of her funk. This man is not a good man. And what Frankie has been doing with him was literally killing her. Danny Avocado is probably the best relationship that Frankie had, so it kills me that she never really loved him. I think she did love him, but was comparing this love to the toxic need she had for Walsh. Danny was such a good person. He knew what Frankie needed, and he tried to steer her in the right direction. He took her under his wing, and would have given her the family that she always wanted. Frankie's miscarriage was such a sad moment for the two of them. I felt so bad for Frankie because she'd already been through so much. It stings to see her have more trauma because of it. As I mentioned earlier, Kristen Hannah's books have meaningful mother-daughter relationships. The Nightingale had mothers and sisters. The Four Winds has a mother-daughter relationship. The Great Alone has a beautiful mother-daughter relationship and a multi-generational mother-daughter relationship, and this book was no exception to this rule. The relationship between Frankie and both of her parents is so influential in her life. Frankie's mother helps Frankie to come back to herself, but then she also gives her advice that makes her lose herself. However, I do think the most impactful relationship in this book is between Frankie and her father. Frankie wanted nothing more than to be seen by her dad, and she is heartbroken when she learns that her father hasn't even acknowledged her service. In fact, he lied to all of his friends and told everyone that she'd been in Italy studying. He was ashamed that his daughter did exactly what she thought he wanted her to do. When Frankie and her father fight for the first time and he kicks her out of the house, I was devastated. I couldn't imagine feeling that hurt from someone you loved. I do love that these two finally repair their relationship, though it takes decades, and Frankie's father almost losing her to do so. I do love the repair that happens between Frankie and her parents. I think it's important to see adult children and their parents heal after so much time of hurt. Frankie's father is finally able to see his daughter and respect what she did for her country, even if it wasn't what he wanted for her. I feel like Frankie's father's character represented the country's old ways and ideals, and when he has his realization that he could have done better, it was a way of showing that the old really do understand the young, even if they don't show it. The addition of Barbara's character helped us to explore what it might have been like for Black Americans in Vietnam. Now, we've all read about Martin Luther King and the movements associated with the civil rights movement, but I am sure that the men fighting in Vietnam were a large part of why the bills were passed that gave people of color more equality in this country. This book indirectly covered the most influential moments in this movement. Barbara had posters of Black leaders in this country. Her brother died fighting for Malcolm X. Barbara led a group of Black vets to fight against the war. What a powerful woman. I love seeing this perspective because often we talk about the large figures in the civil rights movement, but the small people must have meant much to it as well. Now, there are two topics that I think deserve their own video: women and war. So to give these topics the representation they deserve, I have another episode next week that goes in depth and looks at quotes and moments that truly blew me away. I absolutely love this book. It's such a powerful piece of literature that I think everyone should read. The Vietnam War was 20 years long and had such a long-lasting impact on our history, and yet it is a war that is largely swept under the rug. This book is a tribute to the men, but mostly the women, who sacrificed their lives in this war, and it is a beautiful tribute to those who suffer from PTSD after suffering traumatic events. I'm grateful for a book that would explore such a dark topic in a meaningful way. I would rate this book a 6 out of 5 stars for its authenticity and engaging story. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of According to Your English Teacher. And if you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe to the channel and leave a review. Your engagement with this video helps to support the people who create it. I would also love to know what books you would like me to cover next. I would like to leave you with a quote from this book. There's no going back, Frankie. You have to find a way to go forward. Become the new you. This episode was written by me, Sam Gunther, and edited by Dallin Gunther. The music is composed by Tom Brinton. Thanks for listening, and happy reading.